tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers. We're here during another AfterBuzz TV After Show for MTV's Teen Wolf Season 5, Episode 12, Damnatio Memoria.
Damnatio Memoria. Sounds like a Harry Potter spell, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Kristen Elizabeth Snyder, you can follow me at Cinematic Escape. If you are a viewer of our show, welcome back. If you are new, thank you. We're on iTunes, YouTube, and AfterBuzzTV.com. Download, rate, subscribe. We love your support. And joining me this evening is Elena Jordan.
Hi.
So lovely. So lucky.
Where can we follow you, Elena?
You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl.
And I'm Ryan Malady. Welcome back. You can keep up with me on Twitter and everywhere else at Ryan Malady. Also, we have the laptop this time, so go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. You can watch live and chat with us live here on the show right now. Hi, Stephanie.
Or you can call us at 424-253-0504. Get your pen, 424-253-0504.
There you go.
And you guys, just so you know at home, we do 120 shows here per week at AfterBuzz TV. So if you're just tuning in for Teen Wolf, but you watch other shows, we probably do an after show for that too. So go ahead over and watch those shows as well. So let's get into the episode. I think the craziest part to me was the fact that we finally got to see the Javuda. And is this the last Chimera, which is apparently the first Chimera that was resurrected?
I don't think it was a Chimera.
That's what everybody was saying, but this is the Beast.
I think it's something different, and we finally get the information that they didn't create it. This whole time we thought that the Dread Doctors were creating this new thing, and even creepier, they just resurrected
An old,
terrifying
creature. It's like a terrifying wedding. Something old, something new, and something
something
blue.
That's coming to kill you.
Yeah. Something dead.
So do you think that they found a bunch of old stuff or found a way to... Like, how do you resurrect something that's dead?
You can only resurrect dead things, though, right?
Yeah,
that's a good point. That's a good point. That's a great point, Ryan. But I want to know... Like, what do they do? Because Theo's resurrecting the Chimeras as well, so...
To create his Parrish. Unsettling pack.
Yeah, so what is happening? Something. Let's go ahead and ask a fan. We have a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hey, this is Eric Ash, caller from Columbia, South Carolina, a.k.a. CCS Freak in the chat.
Hey, freak! Yeah. What's up, man?
Not much.
Thanks for calling.
Calling to see what y'all think about the episode, and also, do y'all think, I have a theory here, do y'all think that Corey eventually will defect to Scott's pack?
I think so. I think all of Theo's pack is going to defect, because if you ask me, it doesn't seem like Theo's pack likes him very much. And he's using threatening tactics that kind of see like their compulsion in a way, because he gets all like serious and in their face, and it seems like he's compelling them, but they still have the freedom to do what they want. So I think everyone's going to fall out of that pack eventually.
He's super manipulative. I'm telling you, he's the Ted Bundy of Teen Wolf. They're going to pick up on it. They're going to leave. They're going to go to Scott.
Well, he's brilliant the way he's building his pack, because he's bringing people back to life. I mean, if you owe someone anything, you know, it's going to be your life. They bring you back to life, you're going to owe them a lot.
You don't want to die again, Corey.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you don't want to die again. You know, this guy... Theo, you and I like him. Kristen. We like him. He's not your conventional bad guy, and we don't know exactly what he's up to, exactly, you know, where he came from, what his relationship to the Dread Doctors is, and what his motivation is for building a pack. So I think that, yeah, eventually Scott is going to be that leader that we always see him as, we always love him as. Whether or not Theo is going to join him or whether or not his Chimera pack is going to turn on him, we're going to have to find out.
Yeah. What did you think? Is it Eric from South Carolina?
Eric, CZ Freak.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I really like to see Parrish, and I was just really happy to see Scott and Styles sort of get back together.
So Styles. Do you guys think that Scott actually needed Styles' help to move the metal? Or do you think that was all him, like,
no,
oh, come
I think
on,
he
man,
did. I think the Wolfsbane really got to him. I think he's in a bad way.
Aw. I'm glad that they need each other, though. Maybe he needs to be in a bad way to know that he needs somebody. You need somebody. Ryan, tell us about when you needed somebody.
When you need somebody enough. Okay. Thank you for letting me get that out of my system.
Sure.
No, it was pretty apparent that they need each other, especially that scene where Scott is trying to do the detective thing with the connecting the photos with the...
He ends up tearing it all down.
He just ruins it. I mean, that was just to show that, you know, they're each other's better halves.
I agree.
And they're starting to realize that more.
Eric from South Carolina,
yeah,
we love your questions. Thank you for making our conversation even better.
Also in the chat. You're a rock star in the chat, so thank you for being in there.
And please continue to call us weekly. We love hearing from you, and I started to talk to some of the cast. They're going to start coming in on our shows. If you looked back at other seasons, we always have a cast member on the show. So if you guys want to, you can go back, search through our other seasons, and your favorite cast member has probably joined us, and they will be again this season. Thanks so much for calling, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
No problem.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Stephanie doesn't like my singing. Oh, I'll try a little harder. How about...
There we
go.
That's
kind of like singing. Stephanie, Ryan isn't a jar of Nutella. He can't please everyone.
I don't know what that is, but I'm definitely not one of those.
I don't like Nutella.
Neither do I, but everyone knows that.
Oh, a jar of Nutella.
Yeah.
That was a name.
I thought
it was some like Teen Wolf, like jar of Nutella.
How
jar
can
of
you not like Nutella?
Thank you, Marissa. Somebody gets my jokes. I'm just going to quit.
It's not even real chocolate.
It's not a joke, then.
It's inhuman to not like Nutella.
All right. CMS wants to know if we think that we'll see the Dread Doctors again, or will it just be the Beast?
Here's the thing. I want to see an episode, great question by the way, where the Dread Doctors are making the Javuda or resurrecting the Javuda.
Yeah.
Because personally, I think most stories are compelling when you feel something for the villain too. So if we just get this surprise, like Scott was saying, he's just a kid, and then they're like, well, not anymore. So we got to see that I'm just a kid villain, but then I was turned bad. Because I really like when we get the backstory of the villain, makes me care both sides.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel?
We really do need that true villain, because I'm not feeling it with Theo. He has his moments, and you can definitely, he's like behind something. But you're right. It's hard to empathize with this blurry creature. Jarva Nutella.
Nice. Yes.
And yeah, it's hard to really pinpoint your emotional frustration on one particular character or entity in this season. It's really, it's more mysterious.
We got three villains.
Yeah,
we got
the
Theo,
Dread Doctors,
Javuda.
Javuda, Nutella.
The Beast.
Beast of the Fresco.
Beast of Fresco.
you're right. It's tough to really find a villain to love to hate, because we just don't know enough.
I feel like Theo is the closest that we have, because
we love him and you hate him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He's polarizing. Whereas the Dread Doctors, you're like, well, because you don't really get too much about them. How they say that the creature is designed just for killing. Gerard is very adamant about there's no rational reason for it. He's just a killing machine. The Dread Doctors are literally machines that are just designed to create.
They used to be
evil,
and then they found a way to preserve their bodies, which I think is awesome. If we just got that episode of who they were and how they did this.
It makes me think of Cybermen in Doctor Who. Like, I do want their backstory, because I want...
Of course, I haven't seen Doctor Who either. No, Buffy. But the fans love your references. I just haven't watched everything.
Doctor Who?
We get it, Ryan.
Yes.
Okay. Moving on. Gerard's back!
Yeah, welcome back, Gerard. Yeah.
Back from the dead. So what is that flower that healed him or cured? I think he ate some mountain ash way back when.
Yeah.
Maybe the fans can help us. Are you in the chat?
Yeah, help us out. What was that flower? He ate it like it was catnip. You know?
And then
yeah,
it was like the fountain of youth.
From the safe, so we knew that it was something valuable from the get-go.
And can we use that whenever? Like, does Scott need a bite of those white flowers to regain his strength? Like, give us some answers, chat or caller. Let's go ahead and take a call.
Yes.
Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Hi, Memphis, Tennessee. Where? What's your name?
Her name's Memphis. She's from Tennessee. Welcome, welcome to the show, Memphis.
Memphis, did you have a question?
For Teen Wolf?
Yes.
Yeah.
My question is, I was wondering, how do you feel about all of the, like, storylines, and if that girl will be able to help Lydia be the badass that she needs to be as a banshee and, you know, kick some butt and wake up?
Thank you for the prompt.
That she's going to die or not.
I like that. Okay. So that character is Meredith, who we've had on our show. Meredith is also Maya Shett in real life, and she's awesome. And now that I saw that she's in this season, I'm definitely going to invite her on the show. And Meredith's character, it seems like she's a good banshee. I think that she'll be able to train Lydia to be that badass that we saw her in a long time ago when we saw sort of like a glimpse into the future.
That was episode One of season five. Yeah,
I love that Teen Wolf 2 does the lower thirds where they have the hashtag, and it was hashtag badass banshee, and I was like,
I didn't even see that.
I'm excited. I was too.
I don't think I saw it because I was hiding under my covers from that scene.
the ring scene where
she
looked
came out of a tub filled with
It was like a mixture of Samara from The Ring and the La Brea Tar Pits, like, just fused.
That Meredith, like, being resurrected out of the tub? Is that what you got out of it, Memphis, Tennessee? That was Meredith coming out of the tub being resurrected?
I was just wondering if she's going to help her if Meredith is a banshee, because we've seen her throughout Icon House and her helping Lydia. I'm just wondering, how long will it take for Meredith to help Lydia wake up, to help Scott and Kira, and what is even Kira doing?
Well, I'll tell you, if she doesn't help Lydia kick some butt by next episode, then I will be dressing up as a wolf.
Yeah.
So let's hope she kicks some butt, because I'm going to have to figure out how to come here as a wolf. She's going to... I think the whole idea is really cool, that she's learning how to kick butt in her dreams. I got this, like, really Matrix kind of feel. You know, she's obviously laying there catatonic, but she's conscious in her dreams. She's going to learn to kick butt. When she does wake up, we see what she's capable of, as we saw in episode one. And so it's cool to have that answer. Now, what she does from there, we don't know. That's the cool thing about this show, is there's a bunch of storylines that will converge.
But it seems like she's going to wake up, she's going to kick butt, she's going to save her friends.
I love that she has that out-of-body experience and sees, like, how awful the nurse is. Like, I was like, what is that, Icon House?
We,
like,
know you're dangerous.
Train your staff better. What is happening?
You
can't just be yelling at those catatonic.
This is how,
like,
we are, good nurse. Thank you so much for calling Memphis, Tennessee. We never got your name, so that's why we're calling you that.
My name is Victoria.
Victoria.
That's a pretty name.
That's better than Memphis.
My last thing, are any one of you people on the panel, you know, Kristen, Ryan, are y'all a Lydia fan? Because I'm just waiting it out to see if they're ever going to put Styles and Lydia together, because they've been hitting that fast food.
I've been gunning for it from season one, and I have hope, even though now with them throwing the Parrish wrench into the mix.
I've heard the information that I have heard tossed around on the interwebs and from people on the show is that the creators of the show, Jeff Davis and the writers, it seems like that's the one thing they don't want to give the fans.
So
I don't think it's ever going to happen, but I really want it to happen. But I don't think it's going to. Apparently, the writers just don't want to do that. They can't give us everything we want, and
They could give us Stydia. There are Ross and Rachel. No. Give it.
It happened in like a dream, though, at some point. Didn't they like make out in a dream? So I think that was just the teaser
that is a psych that out.
It's all we're ever going to get. Live in your dreams, guys. Then you'll be fulfilled.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Victoria. Thanks for joining us.
Don't forget the news and gossip about Crystal Reed,
yeah.
Well, you should come on our show, Victoria. You need to give us this. This AfterBuzz exclusive info.
Yeah, we got the scoop in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you, Victoria.
It's pictures everywhere. She's back, but just not as...
She's back!
Yeah, she's not as good.
Back as one of her, like, lineage.
She's rocking that corset.
Family.
Thanks so much for joining us, Victoria. Have a great night, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, huge shout-out to all the AfterBuzz fans. You guys are awesome. You guys always call in with a lot of great content and substance, and everyone in the chat is so engaging. The fandom for Teen Wolf, and especially AfterBuzz's Teen Wolf, so impressive.
Yeah, I think we got like over 30,000 downloads on iTunes in a week, and over 10,000 views on YouTube. But you know how many of those 40,000 people followed me? None.
Four.
Thank you guys for the follows. I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry, I didn't follow you. I just, you know, you're not that interesting. I'm sorry.
No, I will follow you, but you gotta follow us first. We'll follow back.
I'll follow you into the mists of Avalon, if that's what you mean.
This is a team of wolves here.
A team wolf.
And if you want to be part of our ABTV Team Wolf team, follow us and we'll follow back. Yeah. Those are the rules.
The follow backpack, if
follow
you will.
Follow backpack, if you will. I like that. Nice. So we should just say exclusive AfterBuzz exclusive news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Yeah. So as Victoria told you guys, and I'm sure you already know if you're a fan of Teen Wolf, that Allison is coming back, but not as Allison. Crystal Reed will be her family. She's gonna basically be the lineage, like her family
ancestor.
In the past, her ancestors. Thank you for the words. I forget them often. And she's gonna be her ancestors and basically show us the beast of Javudan and what that was originally and how the Argent's connection to it is very personal. I think from what we've read on the internet, this isn't a spoiler, but I guess turn your volume lower if you don't want to know. But from what the internet is saying, that, you know, the Argent family was originally killed this beast the first time. So they're coming back to hopefully kill again, and then Allison's going to play, you know, her family's ancestors and show us, I guess, probably how she killed them the first time.
Yeah, right? You need someone history for repeated. Instruction.
Yeah.
You can't just...
We need that history.
Dread Doctors bring back the beast of the Javudan. The Javudan.
The Javuaki.
And the jar of Nutella is coming for everyone.
Uh-huh.
And there needs to be something to counterbalance that evil. I mean, you have one side playing their cards, you need someone else to throw down. And the Argent family is going to be that balance.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad the Argents are coming back, and I think J.R. Bourne, who plays Chris Argent, might be joining us this season, so stay tuned.
Yes, we have a lot of people come on the show and sit on that couch right there.
Yes.
Sitting on that couch right there is a friend of mine named Kevin. Kevin, don't you love Teen Wolf?
I love Teen Wolf.
There you go.
Yes! That's
amazing.
We have a Teen Wolf fan with
Teen
us
Wolf
right now.
Teen Wolf is life.
Teen
life
Wolf
is Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf is bae.
Teen Wolf is life. I like that.
Yeah. Show us your Teen Wolf tattoo.
Teen Wolf tattoo?
Yeah, you got one last night. It was nuts.
Hold on one second. Oh. It's actually below the waist. I can't actually... Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I can't take my pants off and keep the headset
we
on.
Will tweet that photo.
Yes, we will.
Out after the show.
Yeah.
So
after
getting,
midnight, after all the kids are asleep.
After midnight, when all you guys are asleep. Okay.
Should totally do that.
Good news. Let's go ahead and talk about Liam and Hayden. So this was very weird to me because, you know, Liam's all like, hey, girl, you're not returning my text. And she's all like, well, you didn't save me. In fact, you let me die. And he's like, well, that's not exactly what happened.
That, I mean, that's the ultimate retort for you didn't return my text. Well, you let me die. So I'll text you when I get around to it. How about that?
Yeah, now I'm back live. This is my life. I'm going to do what I want. I got a second chance. Not in it.
I don't. She is so...
angsty?
Just, I feel like the highest maintenance girlfriend you could have. But Hayden, I'm sorry, because she's so physical. She was punching him in the face to wake him up. Did you see that?
Look, after they jump off the cliff? She needed to get it out, okay?
She was punching
she
him in the
face.
It's
it
one
out.
Thing to, like, slap a guy, you know. She's just wailing on him. He's waking up to getting beat on.
She's getting like, it all out there. This is how she confronts him.
Liam's such a nice guy. Whatever happened in sixth grade or whatever. I mean, that's far and away
Let
over.
It go,
Let it go, Hayden.
Instantly. They heal instantly. It's the same as it. It's like a nose flick
well,
for us.
Well, he also was like, do
I guess
you
emotions
trust me?
Don't heal as fast as wounds do.
Ooh. But he also pulled her off a cliff and broke her back and let her heal. He's like, do you trust me? I'm going to break your back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best way to get someone's trust.
He totally took Aladdin's line, too.
Yeah, but I will say, you know, props to him for setting more realistic expectations.
I jump, you jump, remember?
You know?
Yeah, let's be realistic.
Aladdin's
okay.
Like,
if Aladdin
magic
taught us
carpet
anything.
Ride. That's a whole new world. He's like, oh, I'm going to try not to break your back, but I might not. Oh, sorry.
You know what's not realistic and it's okay? Love. Love is not realistic.
Love conquers all.
You have to water it. You have to want it. You have to believe in it.
You have to text your dead girlfriend.
You
and
do.
She's been resurrected.
Text her 100 times, and it's gonna happen.
Yes,
but
there you
listen,
go. There you have it. Love is like a needy basil plant.
That dies
that
sometimes.
But comes back to make the perfect
omelet. But comes back
omelet.
To tell you that you're not as good as the other plant that resurrected it.
I know.
But I like that part in the end when she said, he's like, why are you here? He goes to tell Scott that he's sorry at the vet. She's like, I'm here because you are. But what I felt inside, tell me what you guys think. It felt like a compulsion thing. Like Theo has her tracking Liam's trail.
Yeah.
So she thinks she's there because she once loved him, but it came off weird to me like she's there because she's supposed to be tracking him. Because Theo told her that.
I get that vibe, too, that people are acting under almost a spell or some, like you said, they're being manipulated somehow by Theo.
Some compulsion, yeah.
They just feel compelled to do his bidding.
Well, he even has that super creepy line when he's like, you can't hide anything from me.
Yeah, I don't want this to sound like a threat.
Definitely not a threat.
I don't want this to sound like a warning. But don't. With me.
But it's both of those things, and I'm terrified.
Yeah. Yes. Like, do you want to die again?
It's like anytime anybody prefaces anything with that, it's like when you're like, I don't mean to be offensive, but whatever you're about to say is going to be offensive. Like,
yeah,
you know, you can't
exactly.
be like,
don't
I'm not trying to be terrifying
way, but...
and creepy and stalkery and murdery, but I am
but
all of those things.
I'm just saying this because that's really what I'm doing. What's the chat saying? Let's check in.
I just glanced up and I saw a little Aladdin reference.
Emma thinks that the episode felt short.
Yeah.
But I think that that's just because the pacing was so good on this episode that it really pulled you in. And they were great about, this show especially is so good about doing the quick cuts and giving you little bits of a scene for one character and then cutting to another one and then having it all tie together, but not until it's near the end, so...
Shout out to the editors.
Yeah.
Ed, Corey, Greg, we love you guys. They've all come on our show before. Alyssa, we hope you guys come back, but the editing is...
Yeah, they really are killing
it.
Great
job.
So many different storylines, and they all seamlessly make their way into the episode. It does feel short because of that, but yeah, well done. Because
time flies when you're watching Teen Wolf.
Bailey's not a fan of Kira at all.
Well, let's talk about Kira. Now, they say that, you know, Scott and Stiles, after they team up this episode, they say they're going to go, you know, reassemble the pack, kind of a Team America thing, and we see Kira with some skinwalkers.
Yeah.
So it seems like she's off battling her inner demons with the skinwalkers, who also sort of look like they're resurrected out of the ground.
Yeah.
And they're trying to keep her, so it looks like next week, you know, Scott's going to go, like, pull her out of the ground or something.
That was, the desert.
I could see that.
Skinwalkers. I think that's what they're called.
Are they?
Yeah, skinwalkers. Because she even says the skinwalkers don't like us being on their land. They'll find us.
True.
I think they already have. Dun dun dun!
I did really like them, though. They look like a team of badass women, which you guys know I'm
all about. It seemed very Mad Max, which I was all about. I was like, post-apocalyptic feminist utopia!
Mad Max and Teen Wolf, let's do it! By the way,
skin was made for walking.
And that's just what they'll do.
One of these days, their skin is gonna walk all over you.
I'm just going to keep shaking my head.
Marissa with the save.
Thanks, Marissa.
Thank you.
I think that really helps clarify the jokes for us.
That wasn't a joke.
So I want to talk about Malia. She's not having it with the pack right now. She's like, Scott, you don't want me in your team. I'm doing bad things, man. Doing bad things. I'm a bad wolf now. You don't want me.
When Scott said, wait, what's going on? I hear a couple heartbeats in there. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, she's pregnant with twins?
Oh, really? Yeah, I did not think
that at all.
That
was my first, and they're like, oh, no, in the house.
I thought somebody's tied up, but I didn't think that it was just going to be like...
That would be a nice twist, wouldn't it?
Which, by the way, I kept my promise. Malia and Styles did not get back together and make brownies. So my hair, I did dye it red. It's a very dark red right now.
I was going to say, you're looking red. Very Ariel-esque right now.
Oh, thanks. Can you tell that it's red?
Hold on, do this. Shim, shim, sparkle, sparkle. Yeah, I see it. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a raspberry sorbet and a raspberry truffle.
Thank you. Well, I kept my promise. They didn't get back together. They didn't make brownies. So you guys better up your bets on the predictions this time.
I'm saying Theo's still bad so far.
But what are you going to do?
I'm still coming in next week. If Lydia isn't kicking butt by next episode, as in if she doesn't wake up and start kicking butt, if we're not caught up to the timeline that we initially came on episode one.
We can expect you to be in full wolf attire.
Wolf attack.
I love it. Brayden, who has also come on our show, Megan Tandy, and I'm going to invite her back. She shows up. She's helping Malia fight the Soviet special forces guy, which I don't know why we needed him, but apparently
for
they
answers.
Give somebody a
because
part,
that awesome sight gag where he's like, I will tell you nothing. What if we pay you? Money. Boom. Secrets.
Universal language.
So
Benjamins.
Basically what we get out of him is the Desert Wolf is up by the Canadian border, and he has our favorite character, Deaton, who has all the answers.
Yes.
So those answers are right now being held hostage from us. From all of us, the answers are hostage.
And the Russians.
Yeah. So hopefully, I know we're going to see Malia trying to track down her mother still, so we'll see all that happening. And Theo's best way of training his dead chimeras is with car chargers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't he come to...
it's a shocking scene.
Cole. Yes! Thank
Punish!
You.
Nice.
The Punishers. Team Punishers.
Okay. So Theo said he didn't take rejection well, and that's why he assembled this pack of dead chimeras. I mean, if you don't have any real life friends, go dig some up out of the ground. That's what you do, right?
That's
the moral of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys did that, right?
Frankenweenie style.
I mean, maybe with, like, pets.
Roly-polies and ants are my best friends.
I don't know. I'm still really excited for the episode where we see exactly how they resurrect chimeras.
And what's wrong, because they keep saying, like, something is off.
Something's off. Is their spirit darkened? And then Corey shows up.
Yeah.
That was funny.
But then I think that's so weird, too, when you're like, oh, maybe when they're brought back from the dead, their soul is darkened. Oh, you want to go out? Okay.
Yeah, Mason is going to go out on a date with Corey, and I don't feel like it's going to go well, because Corey wants this, definitely.
But he's under Theo's wing.
Yeah, he's under that spell of Theo. I like it. I'm excited to see what happens, and I think, like Eric said, I think Corey will be one of the first to turn Hayden soon behind, just because they have relationships on the other pack.
Mm-hmm.
I consider Mason part of Scott's pack as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, considering he's even telling Liam, like, you need to go to Scott, as long as whatever you say starts with, I'm sorry. I don't think it matters what you say after that.
Definitely.
Just go apologize.
One thing we forgot to talk about, Styles and his dad. So they have the whole conversation, and his dad explains, you know, it's self-defense. Just because you wanted that person dead, it's still self-defense.
Yeah, that was a very powerful, powerful scene.
Did you feel it?
Well, you know how I feel about Lyndon Ashby. Go on.
Love Lyndon. He'll definitely be joining us.
Sheriff Zelinsky, I mean, I think he even shocked Styles when he said, I would burn the sheriff's department to the ground.
Yeah.
He realized, wow, this is my father feels this way. I mean, the guy who is by the book, the letter of the law kind of guy, saying he would burn down the sheriff's department just to protect his son. They definitely, their relationship got stronger, and you could see that afterwards.
And he understands, you know, Styles has been holding in all this guilt and this feeling for himself for so long. So being able to finally open up to his dad and have him say, you know, I understand the conflict. Your head is saying this was self-defense. Your heart is saying that this was murder. You just have to wait for your heart to catch up.
Yeah, heart catch up. And he's like, I get that, but, you know, I lost something. When am I going to get it back? And the father is giving hard father truths, which is you're probably never going to get it back.
You that loss of innocence. When you do something bad, guys, there's no going back. So don't do anything bad. Nothing.
Spoken like a true deviant.
I've done a lot of bad things.
I'm not going back.
You can't go back. Mm-mm. That's what I'm saying.
Can't go
back
to
jail.
But you
can be resurrected to be good.
Yes.
Like me. I'm reborn good.
You were reborn in the fiery flames of red hair.
That's what happened.
The Phoenix. Kristen the Phoenix Snyder.
Yes. It's all true. All the rumors.
Great scene and great moments.
Yeah. So he forgives Scott, which is the beginning of forgiving himself. And I love that Styles is now telling his dad, oh, yeah, I've had all your passwords. So because now they can work together. And Stilinski, his father, was like, you know, I can't help you if you don't tell me everything. So I feel like we're finally going to get that honesty between those two. And the most shocking part of the episode was when one of the Chimeras put a poison in what we thought was Stilinski's IV. Did that happen? Somebody on the chat.
Yeah.
Can you guys let us know?
That was confusing because he seemed like he was dying. He was dead.
Was it somebody else in the hospital? Another sheriff? I don't know what that scene was because Stilinski wasn't later plugged into an IV. And then we saw on the card exactly who it was, but I didn't see if it said Stilinski. Is anybody in the chat filling us in on if that was Stilinski that they put
the poison
in the IV? Okay.
Might be on a lag, but yeah. Let's help us out with that. Why is Stilinski just, he's all good now, right?
Yeah, I don't know if that was him. Or was he resurrected?
Bum, bum, bum!
Let's go ahead and roll in the predictions.
Hey! All right.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Predictions.
Whoa. Lots. That all really helps me. It gives me the energy to predict now correctly.
It hurts me. I forgot everything I was going to say.
I guess it works differently on other people. So, I really want, this is just a want of mine, don't know if it's going to happen, but I want it to happen. I want Stilinski to be a creature, to become a creature. It seems like they're teasing it, especially if that was him in bed getting a little bit of the poison, and then Theo was there too, so he could have been resurrected. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. I would like if, you know, Stilinski ended up being some kind of supernatural creature by the end of this. I mean, finally he would have the understanding he would need. And he'd be like, Super Cop! Yeah!
I like it.
Super Cop.
And I don't know what I'm going to do if that doesn't come true. Any suggestions? Maybe something a little less than dyeing my hair.
You could still bring us brownies. I mean, I was looking forward to that.
All right, fine. I'll bring brownies.
A jar of Nutella brownies. Thank you very much.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
All right. See? You guys go ahead with your predictions.
I think Lydia is going to be coming back strong. I think she's going to be kicking some butt. And I think Meredith is going to be her little creepy, the ring style spirit animal rooting her on the whole way.
All right.
I think they're going to assemble the pack. I think it's coming back together.
She's coming back.
I like that.
All right. I can dig it.
Their motley crew.
I don't know. Kevin, help me out. What do you predict coming down the road here for this Teen Wolf season?
It's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's going to be a really, really strong Chimera pack. It's going to take over. I think it's going to kill all the Banshees. That's what I'm saying.
I like that prediction because Theo's all like, oh, we're on your side. We're all fighting in the same bad wolf. But I don't think so. I think he's going to be on the team of the Javelda. And he's going to just, he just wants Scott and his pack dead, obviously. He wants to be the only wolf pack in town. That's become very obvious. But still like him.
I still like him, too. Yeah. And so I predict that right now he's playing both sides. I think he's playing the Dread Doctors. He's playing this guy. He's playing everybody for his own agenda. But I think that he will find redemption and become a season regular.
I think so, too.
I think he'll be a part of the team.
I think that's why we like him.
Boom.
We sense his future with us.
Drop the mic.
All right, guys. You're always awesome, but if you want to be more awesome, you can follow me at Cinematic Escape. Elena?
You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan, ElanaJordan, and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl.
That Elena Jordan Girl. I'm this Ryan Malady guy. You can follow me at Ryan Malady everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, whatever. If you guys want to tweet us with the hashtag ABTVTeenWolf. If you like what you saw, subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Push that like button with the thumbs up for us. If you're listening on iTunes, subscribe. You don't miss a thing.
Tell and, a friend.
A big round of applause for our friend Kevin.
Thanks for joining us, Kevin.
Kevin, can we find you anywhere on the interwebs?
You can find me on the interwebs at the MacPhee, the, and then MacPhee.
The MacPhee.
All right, guys.
You got it.
Tell your friends about AfterBuzz TV. Download, rate, subscribe, and then have a good night.
Oh, I love you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.